There is an old image of a man trying to get his mule to move ahead on his chosen path. In the image, the man extends a pole out in front of the mule with a carrot hanging from a string. The carrot is known to be desirable to mules, so this mule will move forward as if he will get close enough to the carrot to grab it in his teeth and to eat it. As an added incentive, the driver also has a stick that he uses to swat the mule on the rear end. This causes some degree of pain that the mule doesn't like. When the mule stops or slows down, it gets swatted. When it moves ahead at an acceptable pace, it doesn't get swatted or experience the pain of being hit. Today's talk is about moving ahead using the carrot and the stick. What seems a little weird in the story is that the mule is thought to be too dumb to realize that it will never reach the suspended carrot, but is smart enough to correlate its speed of walking with either avoiding pain or experiencing pain by being hit. Oh well. Here are two other significant factors in this picture. The mule can clearly see the reward, the carrot, so that it has full certainty about what it is trying to acquire. Furthermore, because the driver is behind the mule and can't see or tell when it's going to get hit, that causes a lot of uncertainty, and uncertainty increases stress and presumably makes the mule more reactive to the possible threat. I actually believe that we can use this carrot and stick concept by ourselves on ourselves successfully. At the end of November 2016, walking in a local flea market, I was stopped in my tracks by the visual display of what 5 pounds of human fat looked like. In the last 18 months, through self-indulgence, I had regained about 15 pounds out of the 30-plus pounds I lost through a weight and size intensive program that Marianne and I had developed. Seeing the representation of 5 pounds of human fat made me face the fact that I wasn't happy with my new weight. When I looked at many men's big bellies hanging over their belts, fortunately I didn't have one of those, but I was repelled by that. I think big bellies make everyone look older and worse than they really were. I wanted a flatter belly. I wanted my slacks to fit better. I wanted to appreciate myself when I saw myself in a mirror. So, I signed up for the Nutrimost program, which guaranteed a 20-pound loss within 40 days if the program were followed. Right after New Year, I started the program. My initial goal was 205 pounds, and I started at 228 pounds. I achieved that goal in about 30 days and decided I wanted 200 now to be my goal. I had several carrots. The number on the scale, the fit of my clothing, and my body's shape when I looked in the mirror. I also like the feelings I get when I exhibit self-discipline. It reminds me of tough military training situations that brought out the best in me. The stick was a repelling force, the image of multiple 5 pounds of fat that I could not deny. They were on my body. I didn't want that. There's a tremendous need to have the carrots and the sticks be very clear and powerful, because the discrepancies between what you want and what you are now experiencing can be likened to pulling back on a rubber band in order to shoot it forward. If you pull a rubber band back a little bit and try to shoot it forward, that will only move a small amount. It'll only advance a little bit. But if you really stretch that rubber band, that is, use it and see the discrepancy as very large, you can let go, and that rubber band will go a long distance forward when you release it. I remember the cartoons from my childhood. I liked those cartoons which had a moral dilemma, causing an angel to appear on one shoulder of the protagonist and a little devil to appear on the other shoulder. Besides representing splits, this situation reflected the two competing impulses of ego drives, as well as the lack of sufficient clarity of goals that would eliminate the conflict caused by doubt as to the best approach to take to get one's needs met. How to bring about clarity to a goal? How to make the carrot both powerful and personal? I believe we have splits whose content tells us to not want what we want, don't strive for what we want, dampen our desires, etc. Those splits can, in an effort to protect us, sabotage our willingness to move forward. As we define more precisely what we want, the blocks that are connected to our splits are going to surface in our awareness, and as they do, we can embrace their intent and the value that they bring, and then take steps to heal them. As we develop the awareness to see the value, to appreciate different viewpoints about our experiences, we dial down our warlike rejecting habits. And as we do, we will realize that carrots that pull us forward have consistent patterns. That understanding allows us to imagine the carrots in ways that are most meaningful and powerful for ourselves. People are motivated by different images and energy forms. I personally like the idea of challenge. I find it to be very attractive. When I interpret a situation as a challenge, my desire to see whether I can do it gets triggered in a big way. I need to know if I can do it. I want to prove myself to myself. Challenges for me only involve me and that specific challenge. I'm not that motivated to act in order to get social approval or praise of other people. I don't fully trust other people's approval or praise. I think I believe that sometimes praise and approval are simply forms of manipulation and attempts at control. I'm not up for that. Each of us has a set of values which are important to us as individuals. These values are like lines on the highway telling you where to keep your vehicle moving ahead. Moving outside these values or these lines will make you uncomfortable. And when other people act outside your lines and values, it will make you uncomfortable or worse. Maybe angry or belligerent or afraid or depressed. Being aware of your values is like being able to see and feel your optimum path. Stay true to your values and you will feel strong. Stronger than if you ignored those values. This means your carrots will be representations of your values, and the opposite of your values will likely be the sticks that, if present in your life, will cause you hurt and pain, anxiety, stress, and discomfort. As simple and silly as it sounds, values are valuable. We want more of what we value in our lives, and we want less of what we don't value. The values we hold dear are the rules we hope we and other people will obey and follow. When we violate our own values, including those drilled into us as children by our families, our churches, our schools, even our peers, we normally feel guilt and regret. This can lead to a split. When someone violates our values and our identity plus our boundaries, we can be split. And frankly, we're not going to like them. If our values can become our North Star, helping us to keep on our path to our goal, our unique, special path to our unique, special goals, the real urgency is to discover the values that are most powerful to us individually. It's easy to pay lip service to our values, saying, "Oh yeah, I'm strongly committed to fill in the blank." But when the behaviors are observed, the truth about values will be obvious. You can listen to Donald Trump talk about what's important to him, but you can see, really, that his values are not likely to be your values. Everybody, including Donald Trump, wants to be perceived as being a fine, upstanding citizen, mainly because we don't want to be criticized or emotionally or physically attacked. We profess to be a certain way in order to create a facade that appears socially acceptable. I just looked at a list of 350-plus values. It is easy to want to claim some of these values than to live them. As an aside, we can draw any of these values we want into ourselves and make them a part of our consciousness simply by taking the direct request to divine consciousness as we meditate. Ask for the flow of these values into our consciousness. I said many times before that I believe all disapproval is rooted in self-disapproval. We can use this idea to locate the self-disapproval simply by paying attention to what we reject in others. Our criticism and negative judgment of others shows what we don't like in ourselves. What we don't like in ourselves forms the basis of the sticks which cause upset and pain for us. With our new awareness, we can realize it is these sticks that we are looking to escape by moving forward. They assist the carrots in keeping us moving forward, progressing toward our goals. I recently attended a presentation about the innovations being made in the judicial system in Collier County, Florida, which is the county I live in. The judge that was speaking was specifically speaking about the drug courts that are designed to deal with people who are being affected by opioids, alcohol, and other drugs, as compared to just charging them with crimes and throwing them into jail or prison. She mentioned the carrot and the stick approach that they use. I've been journaling and thinking about this process for a week. She reemphasized its importance in her work today. However, she also said that the children that start using drugs before they're even teenagers or early teens are at a real disadvantage because they don't have any images of a carrot. They don't know what they want simply because they've grown up in a desert-like environment. They grew up in families devoid of caring, love, stability, any level of prosperity. So they don't know that anything positive is available to them. And without a carrot, the stick is the only tool left. Because the human system is designed to grow, to seek nurturing and nourishing, and then, having had a taste of that, to turn around and be willing to nurture and nourish others, to heal and to repair, and then, having a taste of that, to turn around and facilitate the repair and healing of others, being protected, and then, having a taste of that, wanting to protect other people. It seems very clear that given a chance through exposure, carrots will appear that interest and then excite even the most lost soul. Exposing these people to caring, to love, to other possibilities that others, maybe in certain similar circumstances, have risen above, will give them, oh, well, maybe I can do this as well. Those visual images are tremendously important to inspire somebody. I think this is true. Within all of us exists the drive to be more, do more, and have more. And we can do this for ourselves if we're aware enough. We can help do this for others if we're willing to bond with them as they seek to discover themselves and what is possible for them. The carrot and the stick offer huge opportunities, but the first order of business, in my opinion, just like it would be for them, would be to do it for ourselves first, get a taste of it, on how to motivate ourselves to do what needs to be done in order to improve our health, improve our status, our circumstances, the situations that we find ourselves in economically, or our living circumstances, or our relationships. Prove it to ourselves, and then we're going to want to turn around and help others prove it to themselves. I want to end this service with a prayer. This is the pluralized version of the prayer from Letter 8 in Christ Returns Reveals Startling Truth. Listen to the amount of support and hope that is conveyed in this prayer if we will have but a little bit of faith to open the door to our minds and our hearts. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined, that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.